We're talking now with Josh Bichon, of course, our State Extension canola specialist. Josh, you've wrapped up all your meetings now, a couple of them on the late side after you had some, that inclement weather knocked out one day where you couldn't actually tour. You know, as you've looked at these fields, give me maybe an overview of what you've seen. You know, even given the last couple of droughts and last couple of freeze events that we've had, what kind of shape is our canola crop in?
Surprisingly, it's still holding in there very well. It's been kind of a big year as far as anything we could throw at the canola. It seems like it's happened. I think still the biggest issue that's done the most impact would be last fall's drought as far as getting a good stand established. But these late freezes, late March, and throughout the month of April, we've had all these freezes and ice storms and hail storms. And obviously, we've had some big hail storms that really devastated the crop. But in areas that we had just some moderate freezes, little to zero damage. Some areas that we had some a little bit harder freezes, get down to mid to low 20s for a period of time and had some ice built up on them where the plants curved over. The plants have gone back erect, more or less. We've had good pod set since then. The plant is still going very slow compared to normal. Well, I'd say we're about at least 2 weeks behind where we typically are, but we're about 4 weeks behind where we were last year, being as early as we were. But in some areas that we had some heavy freezes, we are starting to see some damage to the inside of the canola stems. And some cosmetic splits on the outside of the stems where the freezes and the ice damage some of those cells. Right now, I think the plant still has the structure to still withhold itself or keep itself standing, where you probably won't see a huge impact of it. But with that hollowed out portion of some of the stems that froze out, the plants are still doing well and still setting pods. They may cause some issues later with lodging, but right now it still looks like they're still healthy plants for the most part. So,
I guess the area that maybe you're as worried about as anywhere is the combination of drought and then that March freeze in southwest Oklahoma.
Yes, the plant can really take some freezes if it has some moisture to help that plant out. But when we have that combination, dry soils, and those freezes, that's really a compounding effects and impacts that we had on the plant. It's just kind of a added stresses, and we saw a little bit of damage, but probably the biggest damages were last fall, and so far what we've seen this spring hasn't been too major.
When it comes to what you're kind of anticipating right now, I know it's awfully early because we are so late to even be talking about yields or anything, but you know, feel like this one we're looking at today in Noble County, what kind of yield potential do you see it having?
It's really came on this last month. It was really looking small and sparse throughout the winter, but now that we've had these spring rains, it's really been able to set a good plant structure to hold a lot of pods. And by looking at the pod counts right now, he should be able to achieve optimum yield, which for this field it'd be mid to upper 30s, if not 40 bushel canola. So he's looking pretty good here in Noble County.
So that's really still a very respectable crop.
Very respectable crop. The prices are still really strong on canola right now. And we've always been compared canola yields to wheat yields, and as far as bushels to bushels, they should be pretty close. Canola is 50 pounds per bushel, so you are technically harvesting less, but bushels to bushels, there's the potential there. So.